Rich Kimble here with you. Our next guest is the author of several books, including A Dog's Purpose and his newest, A Dog's Way Home. We're happy to welcome author W. Bruce Cameron back to downtown. Bruce, thanks for being with us again.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And, thanks again for embarrassing me in front of my family when I'm reading the book and my little guy's like, Daddy, why are you crying? Well, shut up. It's about a dog. It's killing me here.
So you had some allergy issues when you were reading that book.
I did. I did yet again. And the book is wonderful. And Bella was such a sympathetic and wonderful narrator. What made you decide to have the dog be the narrator of the story?
Well, it starts with a dog's purpose. The narrator of the book and movie, A Dog's Purpose, is a dog, and that turns out to be actually really hard to do. It's hard to describe the world from the viewpoint of a dog because he's got a creature that can't see the color red or doesn't know what an hour is. And so there's just all kinds of things that you throw in there as a writer, and then you go back and read it, and you just cringe and say, well, wait a minute, we have to take that out. The dog can't say the cop car had red and blue flashing lights. It wouldn't see the red flashing lights. So when I was, working on perfecting that, I wrote A Dog's Purpose and A Dog's Journey, the sequel. And then this book, A Dog's Way Home, is told, it's an entirely different thing. There's no magical premise. It is based on reality, which is that dogs are sometimes banned from cities because of their breed. And that's what happens to Bella. She's banned from Denver. She's sent away to a foster home while her owner tries to work things out. And she decides a horrible mistake has been made, and she jumps the fence and takes off and heads up into the mountains for a multi-year trek through some of the most inhospitable territory in the United States, just to be back with her person.
Well, and what's wonderful as the owner of a dog who we're pretty sure has got a little bit of pit bull in her is that you do address the subject of what people refer to as bully breeds and the fact that you can't identify a dog simply by their breed. The story goes much deeper than that.
Well, that's exactly right. Saying a pit bull is a bit like saying a hound dog. It's an entire classification of dogs. And so it really is based not on DNA tests, but just on what the dog looks like. So if your dog resembles a pit bull, whether it's got just a little bit of pit bull or it's a pure pit bull, doesn't matter. If it looks like a pit bull, the animal control officers can decide that it's a pit bull. Sometimes they decide the other way. They say, well, I know it looks exactly like a pit bull, but we decided this is actually a dachshund or something. They can do that too. That's what happens to Bella. Bella is classified as a pit bull. She probably looks more like a Rottweiler than a pit bull, but she is classified as a pit, ergo, she's banished, and if they pick her up again, they will euthanize her. So A Dog's Way Home is about this poor dog being sentenced to death for no crime other than just looking like a pit bull.
On her long odyssey to try and make her way back to Lucas, she encounters a lot of folks along the way, but it's a great lesson that the idea of the perfect dog is, I think, based more on the relationship between dog and companion. And in this case, I think I've seen you describe it, that Bella and Lucas, they're not perfect, but they're the just right match, and she's the just right dog for him.
Yeah, I think all of us who have had more than one dog in our lives have had relationships all over the place with dogs, and sometimes there is this inexplicable relationship where you and the dog have bonded on a level that you didn't suspect you had. In A Dog's Way Home, that's exactly what happens between Lucas and the dog, Bella. They bond at a level that is like instant and magnetic and hard to describe, and it isn't as if Bella doesn't love other people. In fact, Bella becomes sort of an unofficial, top-secret therapy dog for a group of veterans who are at the VA, because that's where Lucas works. And it is just part of Bella's life that she learns the comfort of a variety of people. But at the center of it is her love for Lucas, and that when she starts making her way home, all she's doing is thinking about, I've got to be home with my family, and especially my Lucas.
We're talking with Bruce Cameron. His new book is A Dog's Way Home. And you mentioned that the book does live very much in the real world. I have to imagine from this, you had to have done a fair amount of research on the treatment of veterans, because it's such a clear and thorough description of what they have to deal with.
Well, I was privileged enough to be given sort of a behind-the-scenes tour at one of the Veterans Administration hospitals. And I had an opportunity to talk to some veterans and some veterans' children about the variety of challenges that are often met by our servicemen and women who have given so much and sacrificed so much, and then they come back to a society that perhaps, in some or even most cases, isn't really prepared to help them through adjusting back to civilian life. But study after study have shown that having a dog can really assist with that transition. So it was a delight to be able to address all these issues through the eyes of a dog who is just doing what dogs do and serving people and trying to figure out what its purpose is in the world.
Well, and we see that also in the book when you deal with the issue of homelessness. And again, the humanity that we see and feel for homeless people who, you know, there's a tendency among even the best people sometimes to not want to make eye contact. But through the eyes of a dog, we look into their eyes and their soul and learn a lot more about their plight in life.
Yeah, there's a homeless man, and he is also a veteran, in Dog's Way Home. And I wanted to treat him differently than I've seen represented in stories and up on the screen before. So he's a very complex character. He definitely has some issues, but the town itself is heartbroken over the fate of this man. It's a very small town in Colorado, and they are heartbroken over his condition, which is deteriorating. And I think the way that the town responds and tries to respond and tries to help is really indicative of the heart of we Americans and how we really truly feel about our service people. Our heart are always in the right place and aching, even if we don't know exactly what to do.
Now, I did notice, starting from the very beginning of the book, when they're together under an abandoned house here, the relationship that Bella has with cats in this book, very, very different than Bailey's perspective on cats in a Dog's Purpose.
Yeah, Bailey in A Dog's Purpose absolutely can barely tolerate cats and thinks of them as being entirely unnecessary. Bella, on the other hand, is raised with feral cats, believes probably for a while that she is a cat, you know? And I think that, of course, there's a lot of things that happen in A Dog's Way Home that have to do with cats, and it's a delight for me to be able to surprise people with some of the plot developments that have to do with Bella's fondness for felines.
I see that you're traveling the country talking about the book, but also talking about screenwriting, and you did that. You were one of the screenwriters for the movie version of A Dog's Purpose. This book also, to me, is very cinematic. Is that the nature of the story you told, or is it because of your work in creating the film version of A Dog's Purpose?
Well, I think when I write, I always am picturing things in my head. I sort of feel like I'm writing down a movie that I'm watching in my head. And so my writing is rather easily converted to a screenplay, if the word easy can ever be used to describe movie making. And I'm pleased to tell you that tomorrow morning I'm getting on an airplane and flying up to Vancouver, where we are shooting scenes for a Sony-produced film version of A Dog's Way Home.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah. I have not been allowed to talk about it, but I guess the news has started to leak out. There's no official announcement, but the director has been walking around saying, well, I'm directing this new book from W. Bruce Cameron, so I guess if he can talk about it, I guess I should be.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we certainly look forward to that. Could you ever have imagined when you began work, because you've written a number of things before A Dog's Purpose, but as you started work on that, would you imagine that you would become, in many ways, the voice of dogs, but a voice that relates to so many, not just dog lovers, but animal lovers around the world?
Yeah, no. I had no idea. I had one idea, and that was for a dog that is reincarnated and remembers his lives and describes it from his point of view. I did not expect from that day on that every book I published would have a picture of a dog on the cover, but that's how it goes. And even my murder mystery, I have a paranormal murder mystery series, and there's a dog on the cover. Now, there's a dog in the book because when I write, I'm writing about normal people, and to me, if you're normal, you have a dog. I mean, I get why James Bond doesn't have a chihuahua, but most people are normal, and I'm always sitting there in the movie and saying, okay, you're in a normal American family. There are other normal American families in this movie. Where are their dogs? Why are there no dogs? And so when I write a story about a repo man in northern Michigan, and who solves murders, and he's got a dog, and so they put the dog on the cover. Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's just the world I live in now.
Dogs are so attuned to us and our behavior. They're such observers of the human condition here. Have you noticed, since you started writing these books, do the dogs treat you any differently?
No, they don't.
That's our guy. Be good to him.
Yeah. So, now they, I mean, I asked one woman, I was in the movie theater, and she brought her dog with her, and the dog seemed to be watching The Dog's Purpose and was really excited about it. And, like, I went down to her, and I said, I'm amazed. It seemed like your dog followed the whole picture. And she says, your dog really liked the movie. And she said, I know, I'm amazed, too, because he didn't care for the book.
There you go. Perfect right there. W. Bruce Cameron, the new book, A Dog's Way Home. Read it. Grab it. You're going to love it. It's a terrific read, as always. And now the news that this will be a film. We look forward to that as well. Bruce, great talking with you again. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Look forward to the next time.
All right. It's W. Bruce Cameron, A Dog's Way Home, here on Downtown.